Mr. Ryan Purdy, Mid-Plains Community College, once again, president, CEO. How you doing, Ryan?
Good, Rich. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, doing good. Can you believe counting the days until classes will be kicking off here soon at both campuses, won't they?
I know. It's coming quickly. So right now, here we go, right? Volleyball players will be reporting, I think, 2 weeks from Monday. So, yeah, it's crazy.
It certainly is. You were in McCook last night and had quite a bit on the old agenda, didn't you?
We did. So, yeah, we kicked off 4 o'clock and took the board, a couple foundation members and some administration through the East Campus. And so, you know, 53 weeks ago, because the way the timing worked, we had that brick breaking. Hard to believe it's been a year, but blasted hot day that day, sweating everywhere. But, no, the facility has come a long ways, and we're anticipating another 4 or 5 months of construction, and we should be ready to do some stuff in the spring in there. So it is really looking fantastic. The contractors are doing a great job, and so I know they're getting ready to work on the parking lot, and then we'll have a few metal panels, and the exterior is getting close. So kind of exciting.
Yeah, I drive over there every now and then, and those workers are hard at it, trying to keep things moving along every day, aren't they?
Really are, and every time we have a meeting, they say, "Oh, I think we're on schedule. We're on schedule." So, with this late in the game, I hope they stay on schedule.
Let's start first with open forum. You had a couple of introductions of some new folks on staff. Is that right?
Yes, we do. So, we made a change in our academic structure and went from division chairs to deans of instruction. And so, we hired 2 new ones, and so Dr. Dharma Jiram, the new dean of business and humanities, is located in McCook, and so. Had previously worked for Fort Hays State and done some consulting on his own, from moving from the northeastern section of Nebraska down to the southwestern section of Nebraska. So we're excited to have him on board. Together, another administration will be located there in McCook, but he'll have area responsibilities over all business and humanities. And then Clint Reading will be the new dean of science, math, health, and applied technology, and he'll be based out of North Platte, but same thing, we'll provide leadership for those areas. He is a Chatham State alum and most recently was in Idaho, and so excited to have him back to Nebraska and provide leadership for those areas. And then finally, Jennifer Fuller, she's going to fill the shoes of Heather Johnson, who departed us here a couple months ago, and so we're excited to have Jennifer on staff. She lived in North Platte for about 10 years, took a little hiatus and moved her family to the eastern part of the state for about 10 years and then decided to come home. So we're excited to have her here. She's going to do a fantastic job of continuing to spread the word and the good things that's going on in the Mid-Plains service area.
Had a couple of consent items, and then you moved on to your action items. Had a few of those as well, didn't you?
We did. So I'm going to let Daniel talk a little bit about the Sports Media Club.
Yeah, so the Sports Media Club there will, MPCC is an area club, but it will start in McCook in the fall. So Brady Hines there in McCook has a very strong passion for media and video and that sort of thing. He runs a lot of our sports productions and stuff, so you'll see him running around campus during athletic events. So this is an opportunity to get students involved with the new technology that we have on campus. With the addition of the 2 new Score Vision boards in the Peter and Dolores Graff Event Center that are going up today, this week, it's an opportunity to give students the kind of out-of-classroom environment that can enhance our athletic programs and our game day atmosphere, so gives an opportunity to students to really stretch their skill set and learn from Brady, and he's got connections with Kansas State and UNL, so he can be able to maybe take them on a tour of those programs, so really get students started here and then find their passion and then maybe get into the careers in multimedia, video production, sports broadcasting, sports commentating, so it opens up a whole wide range of professions students can find their passions in.
You know me, Daniel, that's right down my alley. That's going to be so really, really cool for this new instruction over the college. Really cool.
It is really cool. And the scoreboards, and so, Rich, you spent a lot of time in that gym. The new scoreboards were delivered, I think it was on Tuesday. I met with the installer yesterday, who was pretty excited, and he said it's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere with what we're putting in there. So we're excited about Brady and his crew and the students being able to use those to their capacity and provide that awesome electrifying atmosphere.
You had the purchase of some new vehicles for the colleges.
We did. So all of our vehicles, both buses, cars, and minivans, are all on a rotational basis. We try to keep the cars under 100,000 miles. And then obviously the vans are on a little different cycle based on what we need there. And so we continue to work to make sure that our car dealers across the service area have a shot to provide those vehicles. And so we split it up again this year. Premier and North Platte will take care of the cars, and the vans will be taken care of there in McCook. And the nice thing about it is, we're moving kind of towards that Toyota. We're really looking for those dealers to have ability, or those lines to have the ability to have service both North Platte and McCook. And so we appreciate what Wagner and Premier are able to do for us on that aspect. And you know, we're all partners in this, making sure our staff and our students are safe. And so we appreciate their quality work on our vehicles to make sure they're up and running.
I noticed a big van over there. It's black, all black right now, and I take it that's the 15-passenger one you're talking about?
So that one is that's about a 35-passenger. We actually bought that last spring. Mm-hmm. That is one of the new buses. Instead of white, it came in black. So Dan and his crew are in the process of wrapping that, and we've seen some pretty cool pictures of it. But, yeah, that's the new van that the board approved here back in the spring. And it was delivered, and so yeah, it's black right now, but it'll be a whole lot different here soon.
And then one more item on as far as action items approving the adjustment of an adjunct instructor compensation rate. Is that right?
Yep. And so we actually approved this back in our May meeting, and we whoopsed. We actually compared it to the current year, not the previous year, And so we actually, the pay rate we increased was not correct. So we had to go back and fix that error. It's about a 4.2% increase like the rest of our staff had received, and so $950 per credit hour. And this is used a lot, obviously, for just regular adjuncts, but also determines how we compensate our schools and our high school faculty who are partnering with us for dual credit and early entry.
You had a couple of reports as well.
We did. So Jake Ressler gave his final institutional advancement report. We wish him well. Tomorrow is actually his last day. He is going to be the new vice president for advancement at Adams State University in Alamosa, Colorado. So we're excited for Jake and his future endeavors as he decides where his career path will take him. But moving to a four-year VP role, we're excited for him to be able to do that. But he just gave an update kind of on what's going on with the annual giving report, working obviously with internal and external donors on what they've been able to provide to the college, both North Platte and McCook College Foundations. We have the capital campaigns obviously going on with the East Campus of $1.3 million private fundraising goal, and so working on that. And then the North Platte Electrical Building, again, $2 million fundraising goal, private goal that we're working on. And so I'll be taking the reins in his absence until we get a successor hired. Hopefully that'll happen in the next 60 days or so. And so looking at that piece, and then grants, he oversees grants as well. And so Kristen Borman's our grant writer, and she does a phenomenal job, and she'll take on that piece. But we're excited for what Jake, the foundation that he laid for us in advancement, and just getting that final report on how things are right now, and the future of advancement is bright.
And after that, pretty much that was cabinet reports. Did we get some cabinet reports there?
And right there, you know, the big one right now is what's going to happen with special sessions. You know, we anticipate the governor's going to call it next week. It's going to be property tax reform. You know, they did remove most of our levy authority with last year in the 2023 session. And so our funding formula is set to go in motion here in September. And so right now we're just crossing our fingers that they just leave us alone, because they have done the property tax reduction for us. And so that's what we're doing now. But again, we've heard there could be as many as 80 different bills that are introduced during this special session. And if that holds true, we won't know what the true impact to us is until that final bill is approved, or they adjourn with nothing.
And pretty much that was it for the meeting last night. Daniel, anything else from you?
I would just like to mention we're in the process of switching to an online bookstore from a current physical bookstore. What that transition means for students is that they'll be able to get their books, physical books, or an electronic version of their books through this online bookstore. And it will really lessen the financial burden on students. They can still use financial aid to purchase their books. So there's a plus there, but it's just overlooking at the way technology has changed colleges and the best way to set ourselves up for the future. We looked at this option, and it's an option to be able to help students get the books in their hands as they prefer them, and also eliminate some of the cost that is associated with buying textbooks.
Next meeting for the Mid-Plains Committed to College Board of Governors, guys, will be coming up August 21st there in North Platte.
Yes, it will. So it'll be here soon, and actually that'll be day three of the new spring, fall semester. So ready or not, here we go.
That's right, and I know we'll be talking, I'm sure, when the time gets here with Kelly and company, And they'll have a lot of things planned out for the first week, I'm sure, of getting the kids back to school.
Absolutely. I know that we'll have the student orientation will be on that Friday, the 16th of August. So, yep, we're excited to bring the energy back to campus, faculty returning on the 12th, and then the bulk of the students will be here on the 19th.
Man, the summers just keep going faster and faster every year, don't they?
Really do.
Guys, thank you very much. Have yourself a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good one, Rich.